Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Wednesday of the 19th week in Ordinary Time, and the memorial of St. Maximilian Kolbe, priest and martyr. Today's theme, the justice side of love. Sometimes we try so hard to be good Christians that we focus on the mercy side of love and neglect the other side of love, justice. As followers of Christ, we must love our enemies, but we must also let them reap what they sow, for this too is God's way of helping people discover His love. We must continually forgive those who sin against us repeatedly, but we must also speak up and ask them to go and sin no more. God sets up boundaries in love for everyone who's involved in any difficulty. Justice is the consequence of violating a boundary. In today's first reading from Deuteronomy chapter 34, verses 1 through 10, we see this in action. Earlier, Moses had crossed the line when he failed to be a good example to the people who observed and learned from him. Now God would not let him lead the people all the way into the promised land. In the gospel reading today from Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 through 20, Jesus describes how to protect boundaries. First, the word no. When someone sins against you, tell him gently but firmly that it isn't right. In mercy, we forgive, and we give people another chance. But if that doesn't stop the sin, we must speak a louder no by bringing in support from those who can verify that the sinner is behaving harmfully and must stop. Again, we must mercifully let go of the past and hope for the best. And if that too fails, we must back up our no with the help of the larger church community. Then, if the abuse continues, we must protect the victims by treating the sinner like a Gentile or a tax collector, meaning a non-member of the church, which means it's time to bring in the civil authorities. Of course, if the sin is an illegal activity, and to end the sinner's access to us. We never end the love, but we must treat that person as an outsider. It's the boundary of no. You must face the consequence of being separated from me until you've sincerely repented. Second way is binding and losing. Tie up whatever needs to be tied up and let go of whatever needs to go. In other words, the serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Meaning, let loose the grip that the sin has had on you by letting go of your desire to change the sinner. The courage to change the things I can. Meaning, bind the situation to God's power and to your own willingness to work hard to help. And the wisdom to know the difference. Did you know that this is only the first half of the Serenity Prayer? The often forgotten second part is beautiful and important. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as the pathway to peace, taking as He did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that He will make all things right if I surrender to His will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with Him forever in the next. Amen. The third way is support. Don't endure it alone. In wanting to avoid the sin of gossip, we tend to share too little with others. Jesus, however, tells us that we experience His nearness and the Father's power when we're in the prayer support of friends. We're to find two or three Christian companions who understand the issues and who will love the sinner while praying for him or her to repent. Their help affirms that we're doing what's right and necessary. Without them, we become vulnerable and succumb to doubt about ourselves and our mission to help the sinner reach conversion. God has already set up protective boundaries against evil through His commandments. You and I are called to stand with Him on the holy side of the line and make it plainly visible to those who don't see it or don't want to see it. This is very vital to bringing God's love more fully into the world.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.